This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesarino back with this week's exit interview, and it should be another fun one today as Tiffany Seely was voted out of the game last night. She had been a big fan favorite, at least with the people that I have been talking to. So excited to talk with her here on the podcast today. We tried to make sense of what was going on at the Tribal Council. Hopefully we'll get some answers from Tiffany here today on the Know-It-Alls last night with Stephen Fishback. So definitely go back and check that one out if you missed it. But we're so pumped up because today we are going to have another great chat with an incredible friend, wonderful guy, Dr. Christian Hubicki will be back on the podcast. So I have some extra juice today as we get ready for that episode of the podcast, not to mention the feedback show coming up this weekend where Jacob Jones and Maggie Morgan will be joining us. Get your voicemails in for that. And then Jessica Lease will join us on the patron Q&A coming up on Monday Night Live at 7 p.m. Eastern. We'll send out the link at robisthewebsite.com/patron. And stick around after our exit interview today because Jordan Kalish is going to be back to talk to us about things that happened on this week in Survivor history after the exit interview. But first, I see that we have Tiffany here on the line. Let's go ahead and patch her in. Tiffany, are you there?
Hi, Rob.
Tiffany, how are you doing today?
Robbed.
Yes, I get it.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Fire them at me.
Yeah. Well, I'm very sorry to see you go. I thought you were a lot of fun, and I thought you had a great arc on the show, and I felt like that you were really coming into your own. Where did things go wrong for you?
Oh, God. Where do I start, Rob? So things went wrong when we got to merge. Actually, before we got to merge. So what people didn't know and see, which was really, really important to my game and to Yasa overall, was that when we sent Liana on that journey, we specifically told her to give the advantage to Shan. So we had the two UWA with us at merge. What does Liana do? Blows up the plan. She goes up there. She says to her, oh, I'm super close with Yasa. We're so tight. Shan, she keeps it for herself, forgets to tell Shan she's not going to tell us, and lets Shan know we're super close. So why would Shan even think that we didn't know she had it, right? Mm-hmm. Which is why she blew her up. Liana lies to me. I figure it out in 3 seconds, and now she's pissed at me, and I'm target number one after I freaking ran after you to not get Xander out all freaking season. Like, what in the hell? So somehow I become her, like, biggest threat, which makes no sense because she lied to me. So that was the first big problem. The second huge problem was those lovely rock draws that were really like threw a freaking wrench into everybody's game, sort of like, you know, splitting us and not giving us any time to get our footing with merge people. It was super, super, super fast paced. And, you know, it was a little bit of luck, Rob. Like, I don't know. You keep pulling the same rock, Erica. We have four girls on this team with this huge, big boulder. Like, it was a shit show. So I think, I mean, it really was. I mean, did you see that freaking boulder? I was like, oh, they're trying to kill me. I'm pretty sure this is to kill me. So I was lucky I even lived through that shit. But at the end of the day, like, Yasa fractured for no good reason. Xander flipped on us for nothing. Like, after I was super loyal to him and didn't take his stupid idol and extra vote, and then you don't talk to me the next day at all. Why? Super short-sighted. We had everything going into March. There's no good reason that we didn't all make it further. Well, you know, at least myself, but yeah, whatever, y'all for making it, you know, further like that. Like, we should have been like at the end together, I feel like, because we had everything. We had everything. All we needed was to stick together.
Well, I have so many questions to ask you, and I guess let me keep going with what happened after last week's tribal council, and we'll get to the tribal council from last night eventually, but that it, for us at home, it felt like, oh, the Yasa three, wow, these three are sort of like really forged in fire, that these three are going to stick together. And then we turned on the show last night, and then everybody was, you know, going their own way.
Have you ever in your life? When you figure out the answer to that, let me know, because so here's what I think, a little bit of, you know, what you didn't see. Of course, I found out about the advantage. I tell Evie. Evie and I were ride or die. They didn't show that much on the show. We were lock and step. We had strategy going. The minute I thought it, she thought this, she finished my sentences. We were like, you know, we were really, really, really good at strategizing together. Once I told her about that advantage, we immediately came up with the plan that we need to take that out of his hands and put it not on Evie, because everybody knows they're super tight. Give it to me. Nobody will suspect, right? We come up with that plan. We then tell Xander. He then, you know, does this theatrics, pulls out this freaking fake idol he made, which, by the way, was probably the real idol for me back at Yasa, but whatever. Pulls that out, makes this whole freaking performative thing, and almost really screws the whole plan up by telling Danny what he told him earlier. Like, why? Right. Why would you do that? It was so bad. And the acting was terrible, I thought. And I'm sitting there going, holy fuck. Are we going to fuck this up with his freaking, you know, theatrics? I was dying. And I think he was like a little bit intimidated that Evie and I were really strategic and sort of, I don't know. I got to be honest. I really don't know. But then he flips on me when I don't use the idol on Evie. Like, I showed you freaking loyalty on, like, it was such a close, that was then going to end up voting out my closest ally. And I show you loyalty and you freaking turn on me when we get back. He didn't say a word. He wouldn't talk to me ever again. Ever again. It was the weirdest, most messed up shit. And then Liana ends up gunning for me over Xander, who has idols and shit. Like, what? Made no sense. That was freaking terrible. So, Rob, yeah. I mean, you watched it. Was that not the shit? It was a mess. It was a mess. Well, and nothing gets flushed.
I didn't understand why Xander wasn't more of a target at that vote. I felt like that, okay, if they want to split the votes between you and Xander, like, I understood that if, okay, we're targeting Yasa and Evie won immunity, but I really was surprised that there weren't more votes on Xander causing him to flush his idol.
Right. So, exactly. So, in a normal Survivor game with normal strategic people who are not playing this short-sighted, stupid game, like, play long game. Like, what are you guys thinking? You're running after Xander the whole time. So they're supposed to split the votes between Xander and me. And Xander ultimately uses his idol, and either I go home or he goes home. Okay, I can respect that. No problem. I'm such a social threat out there, right? Like, you know, seriously, there's one of me and there's like 18 of you guys. Like, let's just get it together here. Use me as a number. But that being said, so, you know, you would think, like, get Xander out, or at least flush freaking something, flush Nasir out. So going in, I think that was their plan. But they were fighting amongst each other so much. There was such a mess between power struggles between Shan and Deshaun. Deshaun throws a fit on stage. Heather tells me to sit there. Like, Rob, if Heather tells you to sit there and not move, you're fucking getting up so fast your ass is on fire, right? So I get up, I run to Xander to say, dude, like, use your idol on me, like, do something. Like, but he wouldn't talk to me, right? So he doesn't use his idol. Nothing gets flushed. He's not even a freaking, what does he get, two votes out there? Mm-hmm. Liana votes for me over Xander. Heather's trying to get me safe and then votes for me. What the actual fuck? I have no idea.
Okay. Well, so, I was hoping you do have an idea because we're so confused. I thought that maybe Heather was trying to save you and put the votes on Nasir last second. Is that what you thought was actually going on?
Yes. So Heather, that's what she thinks she's doing, but ultimately almost gets herself voted out because I don't know what she said to everybody. Like they were just, listen, I think that they were so blindsided by her jumping up like that, like, and trying to switch things that everybody just became super confused and frightened for their own selves, that it was like every man for themselves. I think Heather was trying to put it on Nasir and get him voted out because she did not want to see Deshaun go. She did not want to see, I think she had him in her corner, but I don't know what she said to them to make everybody so cuckoo crazy. Like it was, I didn't even know what was happening around me. So I was like, maybe Tiffany should shut her mouth for a minute because, you know, maybe I'm going to slip through here because this is a hot fucking mess.
Had you gotten close with Heather during the time that Erica was on Exile Island?
Great question. Not really. She was very threatened by me and I was told by Sydney that she hates me. So it was, and if you know Tiffany, the more you hate me, the more I'm going to make you love you, make you love me. So I did that. And we ended up, the reason you don't see us as much is we end up sitting on the beach building sandcastles. Like after that challenge that we lost with the grilled cheese, which Xander sat out, by the way, Rob, he's paleo. He didn't sit out for shit. He doesn't eat cheese. But we won't even talk about that. But anyway, so her and I are sitting there and we're just actually taking a moment to breathe because everyone's just crazy. Shan's hysterical crying over grilled cheese. Liana starts crying with her. I'm like, what the hell? There are things you guys didn't see that happened that was like, I need a break from you people. Like, so her and I sit there. We were not talking strategy. That's the best part of this whole thing. I tried.
Yeah.
But it was like, oh, I'm so proud I swam. I was like, oh my fucking God. Like, shoot me right now. Like, please talk to me about something else. Danny comes over to do damage control to make sure I'm not swaying her. Deshaun sits his ass down to do damage control. He was pissed at me from jump because I put his name down on parchment. So that's when it was all over and he bullied the shit out of me. He knows it. And I was like, fuck this. I'm not working with this dude. I tried because like, use me as a number, but he was a nightmare out there and he knows it. You know, we've spoken since and I love the guy. He's a great guy, but it was just not good with me out there. And I don't know. And Heather was trying to put it on this ear and somehow nobody would listen. And if he came between me and Heather, was what? Like, where did Xander go? I mean, it was right. Like, it made no sense.
Were you and Evie planning to vote for Heather coming into that tribal council or did that change during the live tribal?
No. So what I had heard, okay, so nobody was talking to me. The little bit that I did hear, like literally nobody was talking to me and Evie. It was embarrassed. It was like I was embarrassed for my own self. They were not talking to us at all. But what I was able to gather was that it was either that they were either splitting the votes on Xander and me to flush out Xander's idol and to ultimately get him out. And if he used it, then it would get me out. Okay. Then it became Nasir. We're going to flush Nasir's idol and it's going to be Nasir. So Heather says to me, just sit there. Don't worry. It's going to be Nasir. So going in, like I was of the mind that it's either Nasir or obviously myself and Xander because you can't take out Evie, right? And everybody else was part of the big, huge alliance, which was split between like eight, but then they were like kind of together. Lubu was still together. It was the four. And it was just like nobody knew what was going on. I honestly got to be honest with you. That was a mess. I believe when they got back to, you know, it was a shit show when they got back. It was nobody knew what happened. And you could tell because nothing was flushed. So that's not a good game. And everybody was like, what is Shan going to want to do? And here's the crazy part. Shan, which I call the Shanster, being the person she is, right? You'd think she'd have some say, but guess what? Deshaun throws a freaking fit again on stage. He doesn't want it to be Heather. And it ends up being me. And Shan's like, okay, I'll do whatever you want. And then it's me. Versus being Xander and flush something. I mean, there was no rhyme or reason. It wasn't enough for me to use my shot in the dark because they were such a mess and I didn't want to be Sydney. So I was like, I can't, just on the off shot that I can make this a tie. And if Heather didn't want me out, why the fuck did you put my name down? Makes no sense, right?
Yeah.
None.
Tiffany,
terrible.
What would have happened if the group that ultimately got saved by Erica had to go to tribal council? Did you feel like you knew what would have happened if the group that was pushing the boulder had to vote?
Oh, if they had to vote, if we had to vote one of...
If Erica didn't break the hourglass, yeah.
Oh, Erica would have been first, yeah. I think. And Yasa would have been in a much better position.
Yeah.
It was, you know, Rob, listen, you watched the show.
Yeah.
I started to feel like this is a game of luck. Like, how the fuck does Erica pull the same rock twice, first of all?
Mm-hmm.
And if you saw our challenge with that stupid freaking boulder, look at the teams for the second challenge. It was the same group.
Yeah.
Just one man switched out.
Yeah.
Like,
it's amazing.
It was ridiculous. And it's very, you know, there's no equality there, right? Like the boulder thing, we never should have got as far as we did. It was like, Heather's rolling over me. Like, I'm going to die out here. Like, what the hell is this? You know? And it was just, I find it was like very lucky. Like, I wish we weren't saved by Erica, mm-hmm. you know, because we would have had to have really been, you know, strategizing and stuck together and really done what we needed. And there were three Yasa there. It was designed to take out a hard, you know, a big threat. And to me, that's not strategy. That's luck.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, you know, listen, Sydney said it best. She used a lot more curse words than me, but she said it best. She was outlucked. Like, I honestly believe a lot of that was luck. And I got super freaking unlucky. And, you know, it is what it is. But if you're going to get me out, do it with dignity and flush something. How disrespect to the game. I hate it. I hated it. I thought it was so terrible. I threw such a fit. When I left, I was like, this is fucking terrible. How do they not flush something? Like, what is wrong with these people? And I was super upset with Liana because she's after Xander the whole time and writes my name down. Like, what? It was just made no sense, Rob. Made no sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I mean, listen, as confused as you guys were, was how I was
like
feeling,
a goat on AstroTurf.
You took the word right out of that. Damn you, Rob. I was so freaking confused. I was like, I don't even understand these people. Like, they made me look like such an idiot on the second episode. Like, I didn't know what was going on. Rob, I'm from New York. I knew what the hell was going on. I switched that vote because Liana didn't want her name on the chopping block. So she made some craziness. Boche got super paranoid and crazy, made me look super paranoid and crazy, which I was not. That's how the editing came off. And at the end of the day, Boche is a brain surgeon. He was so strategic. He knew the goddamn percentage of the freaking die. I didn't even know what he was talking about. And you want me to get Xander out when he's easily manipulated? He's 17, 18, 19, 20, whatever the hell years old he is. Leave the guy
like
in.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Whatever. He's 20, 21. I don't know. He looked like, you know, my son to me out there. But all I could think was, this guy has nothing. He can't even freaking vote. Like, why are we taking him out? And he's younger and strong and we're going to get through these next challenges with him. Like, keep him in.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it switched because I had a really strong alliance. So,
Tiffany, I could talk to you all day, but I know you got to get on to more of these other interviews. But I hope that we get the chance to talk more in the future. I can't wait to see what you have in store being on the jury. And just great job with the season. You were so much fun to watch.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate it. Thank you for all you do. You guys work so hard. And, you know, I appreciate it. You guys are a lot of fun to listen to.
Yeah,
so
you represented Long Island well, Tiffany.
Oh, God. If not an accent alone.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome. Have a great day, Rob.
All right, you too. Bye. All right, there you have it, Tiffany Seeley. Really fun on the podcast. I had so many more questions for her about everything that's going on, but really fun to talk to here today. So we got some answers, at least about what was going on. Seems like that it really was, you know, as chaotic out there as it was to us watching the show, and feel like that the interesting thing is just the like self-destruction of Yasa. And I think that the biggest takeaway is from what was going on with sending Liana to go to be on the Shipwheel Island with Shan. That was not shown in the episode that they wanted Liana to give the advantage to Shan. You know, Shan was nervous about losing her vote, and Shan had basically said, like, hey, like, you take it, not me. But I think that it sounds like what Tiffany is saying, that her and Evie had discussed with Liana, hey, Liana should have been the person to say, hey, no, you take it, I don't need it, as like a sign of good faith, which is an interesting strategy of that. Okay, well, Shan will come with us if we have her completely like loaded up with idols. That Shan already at that point had an extra vote and also an idol, and Yasa wanted to give Shan also the knowledge is power advantage too. So that would have been wild to see had that plan come to fruition, where a superpowered Shan coming into the merge with three advantages, and how that would have ultimately played out in the season. So good stuff all the around from Tiffany. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, Jordan Kalish is going to be here, and we're going to talk about a little bit of what's going on this week in Survivor history right after this.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
All right, everybody. We had so much fun last week on the exit interview that we decided to do it again and bring back this man who made Survivor time travel cool before Erica even did. The man who goes back every week to what's been going on in previous years of Survivor. Here is the great Jordan Kalish. Jordan, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm fired up after last night, Rob. Survivor trivia went so well with the patrons. If you're not a patron, become a patron so you could participate next time. Well, I'm sure we'll do it again soon. But yeah, it was so much fun. We had such a good time.
Well, it was a big success this past week. Tuesday night, we did our first ever interactive live Survivor trivia game where we had almost 400 Robin's Podcast patrons playing along. We used Kahoot, which allows people to be entering in their answers in real time. Jordan, I have to say, you did a great job. Mostly exceptional questions. And if you're a patron of Rob's Podcast, you can watch the video of the proceedings, and it was such a big success. We're gonna have to do it again live next month.
Thank you, Robin. And would it be a Jordan Kalish quiz if there wasn't at least one controversial question? I don't throw a perfect game. Maybe a no-hitter. I'm not going to throw a perfect game.
Okay. All right. So that was a lot of fun. If you missed it, I highly encourage you to check out the replay at robinswebsite.com/patron. But Jordan, okay, so we did this last week, and so we figured, why don't we do it again? And so what are we going to talk about here today as we look back to the week of November 11th in Survivor history?
So I think I do have a format that works for this like shorter version of Twitch. It's sort of like a throwback to what we used to do at the end of the exit interview. So I have three different seasons. I looked back, I went back in time, and I looked back at what happened this week in Survivor history. And there are some things that are either historic or interesting or just things that I wanted to talk about. And I think I'm going to go back to three different seasons.
May I ask, or are we talking about Survivor Cambodia today?
We are not.
Well, then
about
It was on this week back in 2015 that Kelly Wentworth played her idol and blindsided Andrew Savage. And I was able to do the Survivor know-it-alls that week, but I missed my exit interview with Andrew Savage because my son Anthony was busy being born that day. Wow. And Josh Wigler did the exit interview with Andrew Savage. And so both Kelly Wentworth's idol play and my son Anthony turn six this Friday on November 12th.
Huge events, an idol play and a baby.
Yes. Okay.
Was not a baby.
Jordan, my question for you is, Nicole was in labor for how many hours? Was it A, 4, B, 6, C, 8, D, 10?
I'm going to go meta on this and say you're not going to be asked, not meta.
I don't know. I was going to say, was Nicole in more or less hours than the number of Kelly Wentworth votes that were negated that day?
So she had 9 votes negated. Since you're asking the question, I'm going to guess that it's maybe a long labor. I'm going to say more. I'll say more than 9.
Yeah, I think it was close. I think it was a toss up. So
now were you and Nicole having this conversation? Nicole, you've been in labor for more hours than Kelly Wentworth.
No, she was not into. I'll tell you what was really frustrating was the Jets played the Bills on Thursday Night Football, and that didn't go great either.
No, it tends not to go great when the Jets play another football
All
team.
Right, but Jordan, tell us about your years in Survivor past in the rearview mirror.
All right. The first season that we're going to go to is Survivor Cook Islands. This is a historic episode of Cook Islands because this was the mutiny episode.
Yes.
Where, of course,
what year was this, Jordan?
This was November 9th, 2006, 15 years ago, this past Tuesday.
Okay. 15 year anniversary of the mutiny.
Yeah, we had a mutiny. We had the two of Penner and Candace going from I2 to Raro. And Rob, I have a little bit of a trivia question. There was a specific reason I wanted to go back to the season, and it wasn't necessarily even to talk about Cook Islands. So here's your question. The Cook Islands mutiny in which Candace and Penner jumped from I2 to Raro happened 15 years ago Tuesday. There have been 3 other seasons in Survivor history in which the mutiny was offered, but nobody took the chance. Name these 3 seasons for 1 point apiece, but once you guess incorrectly, you can't earn any more points. Here's a hint. 2 of these seasons happened before Cook Islands, and the mutiny was not mentioned on the edit in these seasons. 1 season happened after Cook Islands, and it was briefly mentioned on the show. So three correct answers to this.
Why would a player even want to mutiny that would just follow Candace? So it happened in Thailand.
Thailand on day 13, the players were given a choice to mutiny.
I believe it happened in Pearl Islands, and it was not shown in the show.
That is also correct. Day 6.
And you said there was 1 time that it was offered.
And this actually did happen on, they did mention it on the show. It was not a big point on the season because no one did it.
And then, I don't know when, if it happened a time after, was it in Survivor Token Genes?
It was to Survivor Token Genes, Rob. The mechanism was at Exile Island. The person who got the clue to the immunity idol also had the option to mutiny to the other tribe, but it was never taken.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think it's a little tough to ask about questions that really are things that didn't happen in the show.
Well, here's the thing. That is true, but I figured you would know the right answer, and you did, because like this has come up, I think, on the podcast before.
Sure.
It's not the first time this has been talked about on RHAP.
Let's be real, Jordan. I know all the behind the scenes stories.
That's true. You were once there, Rob.
I'm the insider's insider of Survivor. I mean, that's why people listen to the podcast.
The junior deputy firewood bitch of the Amazon was there. It all happened. He was at the 10-year Survivor reunion party. You've been everywhere.
Yep. If they have a 30-year party, I'll go if I get invited.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll invite you. You think they'll ever do another big Survivor reunion party? No.
No, I don't think so. Not an official one.
Yeah. I can't see them like, "Oh, we're going to invite back the Borneo people now." Like that seems like they're moving on from the OG cast members.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the mutiny for Cook Islands, clearly it ended up working out for Candace and Penner, because they potentially were going to be the next ones to go on the I2 tribe. They go to Raro, they go to three tribal councils. They don't get voted out. So I think it was probably the right decision for them. I think there were maybe some people on Raro, like Brad, who gets voted out here, maybe should have jumped over, or he also maybe shouldn't have said that he was like a free agent, or that he's ready to play the individual game. Not a great thing to say in front of the rest of the cast. So good decision by them. I think the mutiny, it's not the worst thing they've done in Survivor. I think it's interesting. And I think the other, you know, Pearl Islands, it makes sense. It's a Survivor theme season. Obviously you're going to offer it. I just think day six is a little bit early.
Mm-hmm. Is that what they did it in Survivor Pearl Islands?
It was day six.
Allegedly. So
after Skinny Ryan got voted out, they were like, yeah, let's let these guys mutiny if they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of Andrew Savage, in this week in Survivor history, I bet he would be super pissed if anybody mutinied away from the Morgan tribe.
Those piss ants.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that once you mutiny away from the Morgan tribe, I think then basically in Andrew Savage's mind, you are very much clearly the wimpy little non-leader.
Yeah. Well, I guess Austin,
wimpy little non-leader.
I guess Austin did mutiny away from the whole game. So that's quitting. If you look at it, quitting is sort of a mutiny. Mm-hmm. You're not on the tribe anymore.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, that was a little bit from Cook Islands that I wanted to talk about. Also, Survivor China, top five Survivor season according to the RHAP rankings. Can't argue with that. I think it's definitely up there for me. So Jean Robert
what
was
year?
Voted out. I have it. I'm reading it. It's in the question.
Okay.
Jean Robert was voted out of Survivor China on November 8th, 2007, 14 years ago Monday. When the original Fei Long Alliance turned on Jean Robert, who did he vote for thinking they were going home instead?
Did he think it was time to vote out James? I know he was talking about that.
So Jean
Robert. Trying to think it through. I wonder if he thought it was time to blindside James. I'll go with that.
Rob is going with James Clement. So they're in this episode, the Fei Longs were at each other's throats. Jean Robert, you know, there was a potential plan to blindside James in this episode. Jean Robert comes to Todd and says that, you know what, maybe it's independently of the plan, said, I think it's time to blindside James. And Todd was like, this guy is trying to become the strategist. That's my role. Let's vote out Jean Robert. So Jean Robert did think it was James. He voted for James. That is correct. They both went after each other. The only person in the game who did not know about either of these potential blindside plans was Denise, who voted for PJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like, you could have told me.
But yeah, this was a fun episode. I think that Jean Robert, you know, not a bad idea to vote out James here.
Yeah, he had Todd was like, idols. Okay, well, that's a good idea. I'm going to take that for later.
Yeah, it's almost like a good gameplay that resulted in him getting voted out, because it was the right idea, just the wrong person to tell. And if he had let Todd say the information to him, I think Jean Robert would have survived this vote. James would have gone out, you know, two rounds earlier. Mm-hmm. Good job by Todd to recognize that Jean Robert was coming for his strategist crown.
Are there any stakes here, Jordan? I feel like I'm two for two here this week. Like, does it mean if I get everything right, then I'm going to have a great week?
The first question was worth 3 points because there were three answers. The other two were worth one. So I figured if you got a 3 out of 5, a winning record, I guess that's a win. So you already did that on the first question. You're 4 for 4 here. So I think, we could try to come up with something else. This is a little bit, you know, a little anticlimactic, I guess.
Well, I think it should be like a bones week. Like if I get all the questions right, then everybody's going to have a good week. And then if I get the questions wrong, it's like, okay, it's going to be a rough week. Everybody do some self-care, take care of yourself, you know, make sure, you know, like, spend a little bit more time on self-care.
Now that's a lot of pressure for you, Rob, because everyone's weak. Everyone in the world's
weak. It's not pressure on the dog.
But he's a dog. He doesn't know what's going on. You know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like self-care and everything is based on you.
But what if I get it right? All right, everybody, it's a bones week. Go crazy. Get the extra cream cheese on the everything bagel.
That's good too, but you have to take the criticism along with the props. Like if we're giving you props this week for winning, but next week if you lose, if I ask a bunch of like average placement questions and you get them all wrong, everyone's gonna have a bad week.
It's not necessarily a bad week. It's a week where you need to be taking care of yourself.
A no bones week.
No bones week. Yes. It's a no bones week. Make sure you take a bubble bath.
Yeah, is that like a week when you can't like binge watch Bones?
No, you should binge watch Bones if it's a no bones week.
On a no bones week, you're allowed to watch Bones on a no bones week.
Yeah, you're just like take care of yourself. It's all about just like feeling pampering yourself. There's no pressure.
I thought we were an anti-Boreanaz podcast. Isn't that a thing?
No. That's a rumor. That's a rumor. Okay. I think ideally, okay, if it is a bones week, I think you should mutiny. You know, take the big chance. Like, definitely mutiny. Don't mutiny if it's a no bones week.
I see. So it's sort of like an astrology thing. Like it's saying like this happened, and now that you should do this.
Yeah, it's not the right time. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. I could live with that. But this is a bones week because Rob.
Yeah. You think anybody is still listening, Jordan?
No, absolutely not. Okay. Maybe like my friends, like MJ.
Maybe I should give out my social security number.
Yeah.
All right. The first digit is 0.
Ooh, is it really?
Maybe.
There's a 1 in 10 chance.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
We should put like a, we should do like a Rebus puzzle.
I'll give out another digit every time I get a question wrong.
At the end of Twitch every week, we give out a fortune
another digit of my social security number.
And then you have to listen to the end of the exit interview.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like, you know, just because redacted, whoever got voted out is done speaking, doesn't mean you got to turn it off.
That's right.
You got Twitch, baby.
Okay. All right. What's our final Twitch question?
All right. So we're going to go back to November 10th, 2010, 11 years ago yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the Nicaragua Final 11 Reward Challenge. The contestants were split randomly into two groups of 5. The odd person out was able to pick which team they thought would win and would join that team if they won the challenge.
Yeah.
Who was the odd person out?
Well, I think I know this.
Okay.
I think it's a man who has gone on to do great things following Survivor. I say, let's get weird. I think it was Chase Rice.
Chase Rice, country music legend. Is it him? Yes, it is.
Yes.
This is a 5 for 5 week. 5 bones, baby. We did it.
It's a bones week, everybody. Make sure you get the extra topping on your pizza. Download all of the extra podcasts that you may or may not listen to.
Now, should it be an everything bagel week where every point that you get is like a topping, is like a seed? Like the first ones were like you got your poppy, your sesame, your garlic, then you got the onion, and then the last one, the Chase Rice, was the salt. You got all your toppings.
I think it's pushing it a little bit.
It's very on brand. It's very on brand for me, but it's also very on brand for me to push it. So I think it actually works.
I can't believe we went from not even doing this to now we're going to have a whole segment on bagel toppings.
We're doing it. And then if like there's the bonus, that could be like the lox and the cream cheese.
Okay. All right.
What's your favorite bagel?
What? I do enjoy the everything bagel, but I like a wheat everything.
A wheat everything, huh?
Whole wheat everything. How about that?
It's healthier.
Healthier.
It's definitely healthier.
Healthier.
Yeah, but look, it's still got all the same
egg, everything. So, you could do it.
Can't complain.
All right.
But the reason, Rob, that I wanted to go into Nicaragua this week, it sort of was, you know, we had a situation on season 41 where the groups were split up.
Yeah.
And the winner, or not the winner, the odd person out, got to make a decision. Now, this was a crazy decision that Erica had to make in terms of turning back time and changing the winner of the challenge. Didn't love that. But this for Chase Rice, I mean, this was pretty, didn't really affect the game too much. Chase picked wrong, by the way. The tribes were randomly split up into men versus women. He picked the women. The men won the challenge. So Chase didn't get to go. So I think that I was thinking about what they could have potentially done on 41. I think that this would have been perfectly fine if Erica. Okay. So, Erica ends up being the odd person. Now you have two tribes of 2. Why do we need to even do a challenge? I think at that point, Jeff could have said to Erica, okay, Erica, who do you want to give immunity to? However, you're going to tribal council no matter what. You're on the losing tribe no matter what because you picked the gray rock or whatever it was. You're choosing who gets immunity, and then you're going to go to either tribe. First of all, that takes away the challenge. So we could watch more of these groups like get to know each other and strategize. Would have been better for the show. Second of all, it's a very interesting decision then, instead of a stupid decision because everyone knew what Erica was going to do. If she picks the winner of the challenge, she's choosing which group she's going to tribal council with. So she really has to actually make a decision there. I think that would have been so much better, and I don't think it would have been that controversial.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do a hour of the show without a challenge. I'm wondering, has that ever happened before?
No, Jordan,
in the history of Survivor, have we ever had a 1 hour episode featuring zero challenges?
I doubt it. But I then think what they could have done, since you're going to have six people going, you know, who are not immune at tribal council, then you could do the foot challenge. You could have done the one that Ricard won, have one person immune, five people susceptible, and send everyone to tribal. I think that would have been the best way to potentially handle this.
Yeah. I mean, that they made the players kill themselves to win a challenge that ultimately
was the merge feast reward challenge. Yeah. We don't need that.
Okay.
That's why I went back to Nicaragua. It's not my favorite season, but it just reminded me the choice that Chase had to make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, Jordan, interesting. I'm not sure if they're going to necessarily adopt that, but you know, I feel like it can't be worse than what actually happened.
I'm going to tweet Jeff.
Okay. Yeah.
Jeff, he might not read Nicaragua. It. He probably won't. He doesn't read tweets.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Definitely won't read it.
Jordan, what's coming up for you?
Coming up for me, I am going to be, I actually just watched Survivor last night because we're on the exit interview. So next week, watching Survivor. This weekend, I'm going up
watching
to coach,
Mike White.
Watching Mike White on Sunday. This weekend, I'm coaching my cross country runners who are going to states.
Yeah,
big time.
Going to Binghamton. Bingo bango.
Bingo bango. I now I do get the reference because I listened to most of the Lyrics podcast so far. I didn't know
bingo bango.
That was my commute to work listening today. So I do understand.
Wasn't Lyrica great?
Lyrica was fantastic. She's always one of the funniest guests. Really, really nice person. I was happy to hear Lyrica's takes on the show. I got a big week, and then I start coaching basketball next week. So I'm pretty busy.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, Jordan, thank you for the trip back through time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yep. Talk to you next week, Rob.
All right, everybody, there you have it, the great Jordan Kalish. This week in Survivor History was sponsored by our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work, but you know it's easy. Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy, and it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. All right. I am super excited to chat with Christian Hubicki later on this afternoon. Should be a lot of fun. So that's going to be coming up on Thursday. Have that podcast up for you by Thursday night, barring any unforeseen disasters. And then get your feedback questions in. Go to robswebsite.com/voicemail to get in your feedback questions for Maggie Morgan and Jacob Jones, the co-host of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City podcast. And then this weekend, got a lot of great stuff coming your way on Robin Akiva Need a Podcast. We're going to have the Dad Joke Off, which I'm very excited. We're going to have a panel of people who will not like dad jokes, see if they will laugh at any of our listeners submitted dad jokes. And then on Nothing But Netflix, I'll be talking about Red Notice, starring The Rock and Ryan Reynolds. Chappelle and I will talk with Pouya Zambakili about Netflix's Red Notice coming up this weekend. Don't miss any of it. Make sure you subscribe to Rob's podcast. robhasawebsite.com/subscribe. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye. Support for this podcast comes from our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and it's hard work, but you know it's easy. Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too. You're busy enough. Go to geico.com and get a quote and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.